hobby swear we
Love
talk.
Talk Radio.
Because I'm a hobby swear we talk right now. We welcome the Holy Spirit. Jesus is the Prince of Peace and the Lord of Love. The Everlasting Father, we welcome you. Have your way on planet Earth. Say peace be still to this earth in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Today I'm led to share with you on the topic how to resolve conflict. And this is a very serious issue, I tell you. The devil is a liar, and he continues to be a liar in the name of Jesus. Jesus came to give us peace and joy and love and unity. The devil is not going to steal the joy of the Lord. The devil is not going to steal our peace, our joy. The devil is not going to steal all the good things that Jesus brought for us. The joy that I have now, no one can take from me. Oh, the things that I got now, the devil can't take it away. The devil can't give it, the world can't take it away. The joy that we have now, the world can't take it away. Oh, the peace that we got now, the world can't take it away. Oh, the joy that we got now, thou can't take it away. Oh, the peace that we got now, the world can't take it away. Oh, the world can't take it. The world didn't give it away. Joy that we have now, the world can't take it away. Oh, the peace that we got now, the world can't take it away. Oh, the joy that we got now, the world can't take it away. Oh, the peace that we have now, the world can't take it away. The world can't take it. The world didn't give it away. The world didn't give it. The world can't take it away. That joy that we got now, the world can't take it away. Oh, the peace that we got now, the world can't take it away. Oh, the joy that we got now, the world can't take it away. Oh, the world is a gift, the world has a baby. The peace that we got now, the world is a gift. The joy that we have now, the world is a gift. The peace that we have now, the world is a gift. The world is a gift, the world has a baby. The world is a gift, the world has a baby. The joy that we got now, the world has a baby. Oh, the peace that we have now, the world cannot take it away. Oh, the joy that we have now, the world cannot take it away. Oh, the peace that you have now, the world cannot take it away. Oh, the joy that we got now, the world cannot take it away. Oh, the peace that we have now, the world cannot take it away. Oh, the joy that we have now, the world cannot take it away. Oh, the world didn't give it, the world cannot take it away. The world didn't give it, the world cannot take it away. The world didn't give it, the world cannot take it away. The joy that we have now, the peace that we have now, the devil can't take it away. The demons from hell can't take it away. They didn't give us peace. Why would they take it away? Eh? The world didn't give us peace. Jesus gave us peace. Jesus said, peace I give to you. Peace to the earth. You know, the world didn't give us peace. The world cannot take our peace away. The world didn't give it. The world cannot take it away. The world didn't give it to us. The world cannot take it away. Oh, yes. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. The world didn't give it. The world cannot take it away. The world didn't give it. The world cannot take it away. That joy that we got now, the world didn't give it to you. Oh, that peace that I have now, the world didn't give it to me. Oh, that joy that I have now, the world didn't give it to me. Oh, that peace that you have now, the world didn't give it to me. The world didn't give it. The world cannot take it away. The world didn't give it. The world cannot take it away. The world didn't give it. The world cannot take it away. The world didn't give it. The world cannot take it away. Hallelujah! 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 Thank you, Jesus. There has always been conflict all the way from the book of Genesis. Abraham had to go to war to retrieve Lot and his people, to retrieve his people, to comfort. You know, there have been conflict all the way from the beginning. And even in heaven, the scripture said there was war in heaven. So these things, they happen anytime, anywhere, at family levels, at home. Even in the churches, there's so much conflict. Even at homes, in the family, there are conflict. In the community, there are conflict. Conflict means quarrel, disagreement. Quarrel, disagreement, fighting. You know, when people disagree and there are problems, you know, it takes time to settle them. But Jesus has the ministry of reconciliation. He came to reconcile the world back to God. The ministry of Jesus is the ministry of reconciliation. He reconciled us back to God that we might have eternal life. So there is one that reconciled. And of course, the scripture made it clear that Jesus has the ministry of reconciliation. And as we look at the scriptures tonight, you see practical examples of conflict and confrontation that took place and how to handle them. A practical example is found in Genesis chapter 13. Genesis chapter 13 from verse 7. You see a practical example of a conflict that was resolved and it was peacefully resolved as the majority of Father Abraham. Abraham's servants and Lot's servants were in disagreement. And it was going to escalate. Abraham now used wisdom. Lot, we're not going to allow this problem to escalate. You choose to go to the east or to the west, and I will choose the other direction. And so Lot took to Sodom and Gomorrah while Abraham waited for God's direction and followed the directions of God. This is Genesis chapter 13 from verses 7 to 10. Genesis 13 from verse 7 to 10. We're talking about how to resolve conflict. Conflict and confrontation, quarrel, disagreement. When two people disagree, how do we handle it? Oh, yes, of course, we can handle it. Yes. Jesus has given us the ministry of reconciliation. Jesus has the ministry of reconciliation. And that is the ministry we Christians have today to make peace on earth. Jesus referred to us, maker. The blessed are the peacemakers. Matthew chapter 5 and Matthew chapter 6, Jesus called the Christians of today peacemakers. There are disagreements even in homes and in families and in marriages and in community, even at school. Everywhere you see disagreements, you see quarreling, you see hatred, you see people confronting people, and there is fighting and quarreling all over the place. Is there an answer to it? Yes, there is an answer. Jesus is the answer for the world today. Above him there's no other. Jesus is the way. Jesus is the answer for the world today. Above him there's no other. Jesus is the way. Jesus is the only answer for the world today. Above him there's no other. Jesus is the way. I know you've got a question at the corner of your heart. This is not a discouragement, but it's in you can get. I'm telling you now that the word of God is true. Jesus is the only way. Jesus is the way. Jesus is the answer for the world today. Above him there's no other. Jesus is the way. Jesus is the only answer for the world today. Above him there's no other. Jesus is the way. Jacob and Esau have conflict. Jacob and Esau, Genesis 32, verses 1 to 13. Jacob and Esau, they were in disagreement because Jacob played and stole his birthright, and so they were not in agreement. Jacob had to run out of the house, and now God had blessed him. He was coming home. He had to make peace. Oh, the scripture says, make peace become men and holiness, without which no one can see the law. We need to make peace. See, Genesis chapter 32, verses 1 to 13, you see Jacob making peace with his brother Esau. Oh, yes, we are the peacemakers. Jesus called us the peacemakers. We Christians today, we are the peacemakers. That's why we must influence politics. Christians all over the world, you must influence world views, and you must influence global politics. Oh, yeah, we're not going to sit down and do nothing, you know, and allow the devil to take over. The devil came to steal, to kill, and to destroy, but Jesus came to give life, and life more abundantly. When good kept quiet, when righteousness and the people of God kept quiet, the devil took over. If you keep quiet, the devil is going to take over. We're not going to allow the devil to take over in the name of Jesus Christ. We bound Satan, we bound demons, we bound the spirit of war. We bound blood-sucking demons. We bound witches and wizards. We bound the power of darkness. We bound the occultic and the diabolical forces. We bound the enemies of progress. Blood of Jesus. Blood of Jesus. Yes, the Prince of Peace is giving us peace. He's saying to us, peace is still. Yes, that's what Jesus came to do. He came to give us peace like a river. peace in your homes, in your families, in your marriage, in your finances. Peace be still. Oh, yes. Jacob had to make peace with his brother. He had to step down. Two people cannot be so angry. How can two people fire for fire? See, if you give fire for fire, there will be no peace. One has to step down. One of them has to step down. This is Jacob and Esau, Genesis 32, verses 1 to 13. And Jacob knew he had to step down and make peace and reconcile with his brother. So instead of fighting and killing and shooting and destruction, Jacob made peace. Then Jesus said, blessed are the peacemakers. We are the peacemakers of today. Blessed is us. You don't want to be a peacemaker. You want to be a troubleshooting person. Huh. If you make trouble, you get trouble. If you look for trouble, you get trouble. Praise God that we will not look for trouble in the name of Jesus. We should seek peace. Say, follow peace with all men and holiness, without which no one shall see the Lord. That's the word of God. Follow peace with all men. Follow peace with all people. Follow peace with everyone. And holiness, without which no one shall see the Lord. Do you want to see the Lord Jesus Christ? When he died and leave this earth, do you want to see God? Then follow all people with peace and joy and love. Because when you look for trouble, you will find trouble. Oh, yes. Jesus made it clear in the picture. Love your neighbor as yourself. If you love, you will not hate. If you love, you will not be thinking of how to shoot missiles, how to throw bombs into another person's nation. You must hate somebody enough to go and throw missiles and shoot guns and carry guns and bullets, armored cars and tanks and submarines and war equipment and go and be killing and destroying. You must hate in the spirit of hate, see, hatred in you, you to do that. You don't love. Otherwise, if you have love, you will forgive. You will let go. From whence come war among you? From whence come fighting? James chapter 4. From whence, where did all these things come from? They come from your own greed and selfishness and greed. One person wants to own everything. One person wants to police everything. One person wants to have everything. One person wants to own everything. And once you are like that, you are missing it. Oh, yes. The earth is the Lord's and his fullness thereof. You can't carry this world home. Alexander the Great, he conquered and conquered and conquered nations. Fought war and conquered nations until he cried that there were no more nations to conquer. That's the story of Alexander the Great. He fought wars and wars and wars, conquered nations upon nations upon nations upon nations, until there were no more nations to conquer. Alexander the Great. Then Alexander the Great, he cried out that there were no more nations to conquer. And after all this, he has died and since gone. Did you carry the whole world with you? The earth is the Lord's and his fullness thereof. Psalm 24 verse 1. Why will you bother yourself fighting and killing and shooting and destroying and bombing? You don't need those things. Those are satanic work of Satan. Satanic demonic, blood-sucking, blood-drinking demons that are operating. John 10:10, the devil came to steal, to kill, to destroy, but Jesus came to give us life, and life more abundantly. Why will you allow the devil to give you assignment? You allow Satan to give you job to do. Satan wants you to go and shed blood. And so you carry jet bombers and jet fighters, submarines. You carry tanks. And they go and employ soldiers. Young boys and girls, employ them with their soldiers. Then you push them to the war front to go and kill. And then we kill. Because we kill them and they also kill other people. See, what shall it profit you if you have gained the whole world and suffer the loss of your soul? God is speaking to everyone today. Follow peace with all men and holiness, without which no one shall see the Lord. Go and read about First World War and Second World War. Go and read about it. Go and watch the thing. It was destruction of life and property. And then it always ends with famine, with hunger. It ends with poverty. It ends with destruction. Displaced people. All of a sudden, millions of people are homeless because their houses and their buildings have been blown down by war. And so millions of people are homeless, and then they have to make refugee camps. Refugee camps for them. I remember when I visited Liberia and Sierra Leone, I went to visit the Bujumbura camp, the camp, you know, where they put homeless people displayed. War has displayed. War has sent them packing from their town, from their home. So they have no place to live. So thousands upon thousands upon thousands of human beings are kept in campground and different. And look at where they put their tent, and then they sleep under the tent. That is where they are now. They stay. You know, displaced. That's what you get from war. That's what you get from fighting and conflict and confrontation. That's what you get from it. And then you see human bodies all over the ground. Human beings have been slaughtered by bombs and bullets and shootings and killings and bombs and missiles. And then you see you are president. Because you are a president, that is why you must do all stupid president, foolish president, stupid. If you don't repent, all of you will die and go to hellfire. Because the Bible says, thou shalt not kill. Oh, yes, the laws of God in Exodus chapter 20 say, thou shalt not kill. And now you are organizing people to go and kill. You want to kill. You want people to be killed. And you are negotiating Third World War, China and Russia. You negotiating all these wars, fighting and killing. You spend all your money to go and produce ammunition. Ammunition, very expensive ammunition. And all those jet bombers and jet fighters, and all those tanks and submarines, all those things cost billions of dollars. Billions of dollars are being hit to go and acquire war equipment, fighting, employ military to go and fight and kill. And all those money are just for bombing of human beings, and killing and destruction of life and property. Is that what God created you for? You don't have to do Satan's work. Satan came to steal, to kill, and to destroy. Jesus came to give us life and life more abundantly. You need to repent. You need to repent. You need to repent. He that he by the sword shall die by the sword. That's what Jesus said. Oh, yes. Jesus said, whosoever he by the sword shall also die by the sword. So you are organizing people to go and kill. You yourself will be killed. You yourself will die and go to hellfire. Because the word of God says, thou shalt not kill. And then you are raising people to go and kill. No, you are going to hellfire. Yes, all of you, you are going to hellfire. All of you. Yes, in the name of Jesus Christ. Because you are killing and destruction of life from suffering. Except you repent, you shall likewise perish. God did not create you to come and fight war. God did not create you to come and... Why don't you use those money to take care of your people? All that money, why don't you put them together? You need to take care of your country, take care of your people, of your country, help the people, feed the hungry, feed the poor, help those in need. That was the ministry of Jesus Christ. Jesus was preaching, teaching, healing, blessing, helping, ministering to people's needs. Matthew chapter 9, verse 5. The ministry of Jesus Christ was helping people, meeting people's needs, ministering to people, and feeding the poor and feeding the hungry. That was what Jesus was doing. Why don't you do that? And it has become a pattern. When people are rich, the first thing the devil makes them to think about is go and fight war. I remember when the Nigerian Biafra War started in Nigeria. Godwego Ojukwu was the richest man in the east of Nigeria then, because his father was the sitting rich millionaire who died and left wealth for him. Instead of using that wealth to think of how, what he can do to help the people and help the people, they diverted those wealth to go and create the after war, Nigerian Civil War, and squandered all those money just fighting and killing and destroying. And what have they got now? Well, what have they gained? Nothing. They did not gain anything. Except that people have been killed and destroyed, and the buildings are gone, wealth and riches and human beings have been destroyed. That's it. Nothing. There's nothing to gain yet. And I was a young boy in primary school when the Nigerian Civil War took place in the 50s into the 70s. It was about destruction of life and property. There was nothing to gain. Nothing to gain from anywhere. Is that what you want to go and do? And they have started. China rose up one morning, they said they own the sea. The sea that God created, they said they own it. Oh my God, have mercy. And then they were trying to drive away all the other countries from it. And they started war there. The Indian Ocean, over there in the sea. And then Russia now came up. They said they are going to take over Kuwait. Kuwait is not your own. Kuwait, they are there on their own. Stay where you are. Take care of your own. Ukraine. Who asked you to go and take Ukraine? Ukraine does not belong to you. The earth is the Lord and its fullness thereof. Psalm 24 verse 1. The earth is the Lord and its fullness thereof. You will die and leave all this wealth, all these riches behind. Other people will eat them. Saddam Hussein was the richest man in his country. And the devil gave him assignment, start recruiting soldiers. He had the largest army, 1 million soldiers he recruited. And he went and bought war equipment from Russia and from other places, bought war equipment. And went to storm it in Baghdad, Iraq, and he was boasting. That's Saddam Hussein. Said he was going to take over Kuwait. Kuwait is for him. And they really went there and they were really wanting to take over Kuwait. Hey, and George Bush Sr. was the president then. And then they started mobilizing. That was how the Operation Desert Storm came about. And the war started in the Middle East. And how did it end? Saddam Hussein ran into an underground and he went to hide there. And he thought, that's it. His whole head of state, he ran into the underground to go and hide. Why are you hiding? Well, don't come. You begin. I think you want to fight. Because when never see war, now they talk to me to go fight. If you see fight, you not go run. Who has not seen fight? You haven't seen war. That's why you are drumming for war. You have not seen it. You have not been in it. That's why you are singing. War, fight, hey, Ukraine is for us. We must fight and take it over. Hey, we must fight. Hey, you have not seen war. When war comes, you will run. You will run away. Saddam Hussein, when war came, Saddam Hussein ran away. Run. Went to the ground. Have you seen war? You've not seen anything yet. If you see war with your eyes, you will run away. Saddam Hussein went to go and hide. And he thought he had escaped. They went there and picked him, bundled him, carried him to United Nations court. He was declared a criminal, was electrocuted. That was how Saddam Hussein ended. Is that what you want to go and do? Go. You can do that. Go and do it. What happened to Saddam Hussein will happen to you. I know how you will end. Then Osama bin Laden came and they were running planes into buildings. They thought that is how they will destroy America. Running planes into buildings. Can you imagine? Strange thing. He declared war against America. And you could see him on the media, Osama bin Laden, declaring war against America. Everybody was looking at him, Osama bin Laden. Enlisted men in run planes into buildings, killing thousands of people in only one single day. Osama bin Laden. And after he did that, he went to hide. Osama bin Laden went to hide in Pakistan. First, he went to hide in Afghanistan, went to hide on the ground. Eventually, he came out and went to Pakistan and was hiding there. Is that all? So why not run to the moon or run to the sun? Go under the sea. Osama bin Laden, is it where you want to see that you after you did all these things, then they captured him, shot him to death. Osama bin Laden, that was how Osama bin Laden ended. Mama Gaddafi also came. Mama Gaddafi were both things. Mama Gaddafi, both feet. Then he ordered his terrorist boys, ordered his boys to bomb American Pan Am Airlines flying across Germany. He ordered those boys to go and bomb that place, killing hundreds of people in that single bomb. And he thought it would go free. Then it was Ronald Reagan. Now, Reagan was the president then. and he went there and attacked him, but he escaped again. Only his son was killed. But the day the military boys got hold of him, they shot him to death. Mama Gaddafi, that's how he ended. They shot Mama Gaddafi. The bullet hit him on the forehead. And that was how Mama Gaddafi ended. See, you want to fight war. See, war has come now. Iran? Yeah, Iran is. And all the wars all over the place, it doesn't end well. It always ends with destruction of life and property. Please, let there be peace. Let there be peace on earth. Let there be peace on earth. We are pleading with every one of you presidents and heads of state all over the world. Hear the word of the Lord. Let there be peace on earth. Stop all this world war. We don't need. Jesus came to give us peace. An everlasting peace. He came to give us. How many times will somebody offend him beside the Talitha? Jesus said 70 times 7. Which means you need to forgive. You need to love. Let go. You know? You must love your neighbor as yourself. You must forgive those who wronged you. You must let go. That's what it is. Look at Abraham. Abraham said, we are not going to fight. Lord, if you are going this way, I am going this way. We just want to make peace. That's what it should be. Yeah, that's Abraham in Genesis 13. He said, Lord, you are my brother. We don't have to fight. You know what? If you choose any part of the world, you just go. I am going to the other side. I just want to make sure that Jesus said, blessed are the peacemakers. Blessed are the peacemakers. There are peacemakers. And Jesus pronounced blessing upon us. I'm a peacemaker. Oh, yes. Matthew chapter 5, Matthew chapter 6. Jesus said, blessed are the peacemakers. May you be a peacemaker. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray that you will be a peacemaker, follow peace without men and holiness without which no one shall see the Lord. Make peace wherever you go. You enjoy trouble? If you see trouble, won't you run away? Hey! How do we resolve conflict? By dialogue and consultation. We resolve conflict by dialogue and consultation. We discuss it. Let's iron out our difference. Let's sit down and talk. What's going on? What's the matter? What's the argument? You know? And then we begin to make amendments. Let's go. You begin to put things right. You know, you begin to iron out your difference. You see, dialogue and consultation. Those are the two roads to peace on earth. Dialogue and consultation. We need to be able to dialogue. We need to be able to talk about it. We need to be able to resolve conflicts. We need to be able to make peace. We need to be able to talk it over, iron it out, let go, and let God. Peace is sweet. Joy is sweet. All these things are good. Let me tell you this. You don't know the value of peace until you lost it. Write it down. Write it down. You will never know the value of peace until you lost it. When you lost peace and there is no peace no more, there is conflict and there is confrontation. And it is war and fighting and conflict. When you are in that atmosphere, that is when you will know. Had I known, who would have made peace? Had I known, who would have made peace? Had I known, who would have made peace? Hey! Some people will regret too. The choice is yours. God is not going to hold you back. If you want trouble, go for it. If you want to fight wars, go fight wars. You don't want peace? No problem. You want trouble? Go for trouble. You want blood to be shed? Go and shed blood. You want people killed and destruction of life and property? Go and do that. At the end of the day, you will give account of your life to God. May each one of us, everyone on earth, shall give account of themselves unto God, and whose name will not be found in the book of life into the lake of fire. If all that you did on earth is to cause war and fighting and killing and shooting and bombing and the missiles and jet bombers and jet fighters and tanks and soldiers and military and shooting and killing, if that is what you came to this world to do, you are missing. You better follow the narrow way that leads to eternal life. Jesus said, narrow is the way that leads to eternity. Just few are finding. But broad is the way of destruction. And many are going there. There is a way that seemeth right to you, but the end is destruction. There is a way that seemeth right to you, and many are still following the broad way that leads to destruction. Adolf Hitler said, if I don't rule the world, I will destroy the whole world. Adolf Hitler of Germany. That was what brought the Second World War. Adolf Hitler, he said, if I don't rule the world, I will destroy the whole world. Now, who created him to come and rule the world? Who asked you to come and rule the world? Did God create you to come and rule the whole world? You know, people have Satan inside them. Some people, there is demon. Satan is inside some people. You think they are human beings. They are devils. If you don't rule the whole world, you will destroy the whole world. Now, did you create the world? Did you create the whole world? You didn't create the world. Why will you destroy the whole world if you did not rule the whole world? And so the Second World War started. And it brought famine. It brought hunger. The Second World War divided the world into pieces. Second World War split people. Second World War brought hunger and famine and loss of life and property all over the globe. People died. Because what happens is all those houses and buildings are blown up with bombs and missiles. And now you have homeless people, millions of homeless people, no home, displaced. Now they are looking for a place to keep them. They want to make camp for them. Refugee camps. They want to make refugee camps for displaced people. That's how it ends. And that is what you want to go and do. So educated people like you. That is what you want to go and do. And all of you are jumping around, drumming for war to come. You will never see trouble. When trouble hits you, you will run on the ground like a damn thing. You will run on the ground like Saddam Hussein, and they will capture you inside that of the ground. Even Muammar Gaddafi did, he ran on the ground. Muammar Gaddafi also ran on the ground. They captured him, and they captured him, And when they captured him, killed them, all of them. That's what you want to go and do. Nobody's going to stop you. The whole purpose of man on earth is to serve God and keep his commandments. That's the purpose why God created you. The whole purpose of man on earth is to worship God, serve God, love God, and keep his commandments. Follow him, worship him, praise the commandments. That's what God created you for. And now you leave all that, and then you are out there organizing for wars and fightings and killings and shooting. That's what you want to do for. Nobody is going to stop you. Nobody is going to stop you from fighting war. Go and fight your war. Go and kill people and be killed, because you must be killed. Oh, yes. He that killed by the sword, that died by the sword. You are killing people. You must be killed too. They will kill you. And all of you die and go to hell because you are murderers. All murderers. Thieves. Warmonger, hired killer, night marauder, the harlot, the prostitutes, they must go to hell fire. See, all of them, murderers and killers, all of them must go to hell fire. That's what the scripture says in the book of Revelation. All adulterers, fornicators, and thieves, drunkards, all of them be born in hell fire. All of them. Who is going to ask you to stop? The choice is yours. The decision is yours. God will not come from heaven and stop you. No. Then the scripture says, he that wants to be holy, let him be holy. He that wants to be righteous, let him be righteous. He that wants to follow the way of Christ, let him follow. He that wants to follow the God, follow. If you want to leave those things, you want to follow Satan. Satan will take you to hell fire, where you will be born there. For millions of years, you will be in hell fire, in the lake of fire, burning. And the worm died not. Look at Revelation. For millions of years, worms will be eating you up. And the fire and the flame will be burning you, because you are stubborn, you are disobedient, you are rude, you are arrogant, you don't want to repent, you don't want to submit yourself to God. You allow Satan to use you, and now you are in hell fire. You are burning there for millions of years. That's what you want to do. That's where you want to go. Go. You can go. No problem. Who's going to stop you? Nobody's going to stop you. You made the decision. You decided to follow the way of wickedness and evil. Then the scripture says, there is no peace for the wicked, and there is no rest for the wicked. And then you choose that way. No problem. And yet, the same play, Osama bin Laden, and all of them, Mama Gaddafi, and all of them, all those places, all those people, they went to hellfire. You go and join them. Join them there and be with them. When you are there, that's when you'll be happy. Oh, yeah. May God have mercy upon you. May God have mercy upon you. This is the time for you to repent of your sins, turn away from your wicked ways, so that you can have eternal life. What shall it profit you if you shall gain the whole world and suffer the loss of your soul? Today, now, is the day of salvation. You need to open up your heart and let Jesus come in and dwell in you, Christ in you. is the hope of glory. Jesus is coming to rapture his church. Will you not be left behind? As many as received Christ, to them God gave power to become the sons of God. How shall you escape hell if you neglect so great salvation? The great salvation that Jesus provided for you on Golgotha Hill over 2,000 years ago. How shall you escape hell if you neglect such a great salvation that Jesus provided for you? So now is the hour of salvation. Now, hour of decision. Now is the hour of being born again and being filled with the Holy Spirit. Now is the hour of you to give your life to Jesus Christ and let him be your Lord and personal Savior. Open up your heart. Let him come in and dwell in you. Behold, he knocks at the door of your heart. If you will open up, he will come in and speak with you. As many as received Christ, to them God gave power to become the sons of God. Yes, I pray for everyone who have heard the word of God today, that you will be a doer of this word and not just a hearer. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray that you will not be used by the devil. Satan will not have you. The Holy Spirit will have you. I pray that you will not go to hellfire. You will come to Jesus Christ by the blood of the Lamb that was shed on Calvary's cross over 2,000 years ago. Jesus loves you and we love you too. I pray that this word of God shall dwell in you richly, that you will make a decision to follow Jesus Christ today and have him as your personal Lord and Savior. You will not go to hellfire and allow Satan to use you to destroy life and property. You will not go in that direction. You will follow the narrow way that leads to eternal life. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen and amen and amen. Thank you so much for listening. Please feel free to email us our miraclesradio@gmail.com or reach us on the phone for prayer and counseling. Area code 202-460-7110. We are here for you, to pray with you, to counsel with you 24/7. And God will continue to minister to you and strengthen you in the name of Jesus. May God be with all of you. Thank you all for participating in this program. Thank you for taking part. God bless you. We really enjoyed you being with us. Sister Uncle Mama Kelemi, God bless you. Brother Charles Smith and so many others and many others on Facebook, Link, Twitter, and all over the world. They have keyed in to enjoy this program. Thank you so much for being there with me. God bless you. Jesus loves you. Felicia and I, we love you all. And we say, God bless all of you in the name of Jesus Christ. We are praying. Please forward this message to everyone. Email it, text it, tweet it out. Just share this message all over the globe. And let them know the truth, that the truth has set them free. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. No one coming to the Father except by him. Amen and amen and amen. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We give him praise. We give glory to thy Lord. Amen. We give glory to thy Lord. Amen. 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 We give glory to thy Lord. Amen. Adoration, adoration to thy Lord, be raised, adoration to thy Lord, be raised. Even. Adoration to thy Lord. Giving glory to thy Lord. Giving glory to thy Lord. Return to our God. Give glory to thy name. Return to our God. Father, is your day again. Giving glory to thy Lord. Giving glory to our God. Giving glory to our God. Adoration to thy name. Adoration to our God. Giving glory to our God.